Scott Wallace worked a variety of jobs over the last 20 years, including a stint as a self-employed photographer. But work started to dry up in 2009, and he says it was time to finish his Bachelor of Arts degree. Wallace says it's scary to take on student loans when he's not working.
Still, I had to do it. Rather than sit there and have a pity party, it was time to go out and do something.
Wallace is going to school at UW-Green Bay, and he's doing it through the school's adult degree program. It lets older students take classes online and on weekends. Enrollment in the program has jumped. 5 years ago, there were about 150 students. Now, there are nearly 800. Program spokesperson Eric Craver says the popularity took off before the recession, but now that it's in full swing, he's seen anecdotal evidence that the economy is making a college degree more desirable in the workplace.
I had a student who came in who said that she was laid off, and I told her I felt terrible. When did that happen? She said about 90 minutes ago. So she left her former place of employment with all of her personal belongings, dropped them off at home, and came out here.
UW-Green Bay's adult program offers a range of degrees, including business administration, communications, and human development. Graduates with associate degrees from technical colleges can put those credits toward a bachelor's. Craver says a college education is almost a necessity for many jobs, and when a person is out of work, going back to school in itself sends a message.
It speaks volumes about the person who, in difficult circumstances, has identified a path to getting themselves back on track and to provide a solid income for themselves and for their family. I think an employer looks at that as something that demonstrates initiative.
Crunch time really hasn't hit yet, but it's right around the corner.
That's another adult student, Kevin Bauer. The Army veteran is using his GI benefits to pay tuition. Bauer lost his job last year when the company he worked for merged with another. His unemployment benefits are set to expire in a few weeks.
The term jobless recovery to me is really interesting in that how the federal government has gone about this idea of stimulus has been very intriguing. You hear the claims of all the jobs that were saved or created, but you're not seeing them. So, you know, you might be saving firefighters and teachers and road construction workers, but are you really creating the types of jobs that are going to be sustainable?
Instead of waiting for a job, Bauer says he's trying to start up a government contracting business while completing his degree. He's also volunteering and running for DePere City Council. Meanwhile, our out-of-work photographer Scott Wallace canceled his pity party and is working three internships at UW-Green Bay and just enjoying the college experience. He says it's like he found a port in the recession storm.
You're stuck in a job, you're doing this thing every day because you have to do it. And all of a sudden you get to go to school and you have all these opportunities open up where you just don't have that when you're unemployed, when you have that stigma wrapped around you, if you will, and trying to struggle for a job. And it takes you out of that.
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.